Earthstripe sat with Seawood in the empty dining hall. The hare turned out a kerchief containing dead ants.
Poisoned. All of them. Some from the kitchens, some from the food stall. These two here from the base of the water barrels.
The Badger Lord brushed them away with a heavy paw.
Is there none of our food or drink that has not been contaminated with poison, Seawood?
None, sir. Or at least none that we know of. Who's going to trust any of our supplies? I wouldn't. We're facing starvation.
Earthstripe sighed as he covered his eyes with both paws.
Leave me alone now. I must think. Oh, just one thing. Make sure that none of our creatures shows themselves to Farrago or his vermin. I want them to think we're all dead. Then we'll see what his next move will be.
Sapwood and Oxeye were returning up a flight of spiral stairs hewn into the rock. They were making their way back to the dining hall after laying Shawbuck and Windpaw to their temporary resting place in the lower caves. Bart Thistledown grabbed Oxeye by the paw.
What was that?
Oxeye was quick-sighted. He squinted in the direction indicated.
It's a black shadow, like a... Wait, there!
Oxeye bounded up the stairs with an amazing turn of speed.
Hi! You there! Stop!
The others arrived within seconds.
What was it, Ox? Did you spot anything?
The big hare scratched his ear tips.
Funny. At first I thought it was a shadow, but I'd swear on a carrot pie that it was a black fox. Long, sleek vermin with funny eyes.
Earthstripe appeared in the corridor outside the dining hall.
Fox? Did you say you'd seen a fox inside the mountain, Oxeye?
Oxeye was still slightly puzzled.
Yes and no, actually.
Badger Lord was in no mood for jesting or riddles.
Stand up straight, sir! Ears up, chin in, chest out, shoulders back, paws at an angle of 45 degrees to the side, leg far. That's better. Now, answer my question as a her of the long patrol. Did you see a fox?
Standing correctly to attention, Oxeye faced front as he replied.
Sir, difficult to tell, sir. Could have been a trick of the light, sir. Looked remarkably like a black fox with odd eyes, sir. If it was, the blinder went that way, to the left along the corridor. End of report, sir.
Oxeye threw a smart salute and stood awaiting further orders. Earthstripe paced up and down, musing aloud.
Quick, dark and sleek, like a shadow. Slip in and out, unnoticed, a fox too. That doesn't sound much like a fighter. More like a creature that does things by stealth. A spy, or a poisoner, maybe.
Sergeant Sapwood clenched his paws.
May I ask your permission to find this here creature, sir?
But a swift plan had already formulated in Earthstripe's mind.
Permission denied, Sergeant. I want this poisoner myself. But if we are to capture him, we must act with all speed. Right, here's the plan. Split into two groups. Oxeye, you take one group up to the crater top immediately. Keep low so that Farrago's army cannot see you. I want that crater top sealed off like a bottleneck so that the fox cannot get away. Sapwood, take the rest and follow him. When you reach the top, pair off in twos and start searching the mountain thoroughly from top to bottom. Wedge off all exits, window slits and the like. If you do the job correctly, the fox will have only one way to run, down. I will be waiting in the cave where Shawbuck and Windpaw are lying. Off you go now.